Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
So, well, let's see. We still got a little time. I don't know what the... He was saying he just got in some trouble regarding with his... wonderful rubber chickens, and they liked the song, and they also heard about something that I'll be doing this coming Friday that involves a magician and the cooking channel. I'll just say that. That would be enough to say. We got to do a word from our sponsor. Let's see. Well, yeah, I'm going out to eat Greek food tonight, but dessert, you know, that's one thing.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
And you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. Yeah. So let's see. So I'm going to go to a Greek restaurant this evening, and the challenge is going to be that I can't have garlic. And you're going, what? Well, that's what I want to see. What happens with a cuisine that uses a lot of garlic? And then you go to the restaurant, and the problem could be, of course, that things are prepped beforehand. That you know, there are certain things that already... sauces or things like that, you know, and can that be done? Or can you call a day ahead of time and saying, I'm coming to the restaurant, I can't have garlic, you know, can you prep some item, prep some sauces or whatever without? So this will be quite an interesting, it'll be a challenge for the chef, I guess, you know. As it turns out, by the way, yes, I did call ahead of time because I'm curious to see. I mean, there's certain things, you know, like gyro that's already like this because it's already like this big piece of meat that's been seasoned, you know, that goes around in a gyro. It goes around and gets cooked, and then they slice off the meat, you know, from the outside of it, and it's already, you know, spiced up. But, I'll kind of let everybody know how that goes. I'm going to try. Let's try again. Let's just see what happens if I dial. Let's try one more time. Dialing. And it says call failed or was not answered. Okay, so with a little luck, he'll call in. Okay, so in the meantime, here goes. Let's play another Temptation song.
Mm-hmm. gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
Well, all right. To cry. Listen,
I got today,
huh? Nate, huh?
Merle?
Yeah.
I didn't know what was happening. I looked, it was 10 minutes after. I said, uh-oh. Let me stop.
You're right. No, I did it again, and it comes back as like, it just says, you know, not answered or something,
yeah,
whatever.
Now,
okay.
I can't tell how many people are doing that. You know what I'm saying? I just know about you, so I pulled over 10 minutes after. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I already played My Girl.
Yeah, I heard I Wish It Would Rain.
And started playing I Wish It Would Rain, yeah. But
yeah.
I let people know this, that it's not you singing. This is the original Temptation songs that I grabbed.
Yeah, that's the reason. See, I actually sing with the original Temptation.
Did you?
David Ruffin. I sang with David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, and Dennis Edwards all together. We sang as the Temptations. We were the Temptations also. What happened was, legally, since they had left the group and formed the group again, Otis didn't want to see them as a tribute, you know. And what I was trying to explain to them, we all pay tribute. Otis is the only original guy left, and he has four guys, and they're paying tribute. You know, to David and Dennis, I mean, David and Melvin and Eddie and Paul, you know, so Ollie Woodson. But we all, so, and I recorded this song, I did record it, we recorded them over again.
Oh, you did re-record, yeah, I want, in terms of that, by the way, do you have a CD?
Yeah, I have stuff with us. I definitely have stuff with us, with me singing and the group and all of that. And we have DVDs, CDs, everything.
You know, after the show, I'm going to call you because what I want to do is have you send me some of that so that when I'm doing my shows, my radio shows, and I'm playing music in between things, you know, I could say what it is.
I can do that. In fact, I'm on my way to the studio. You know, when I finish with you, I'm on my way to the studio, so I can send whatever you want. You know, with me singing or whoever singing. You know, but like I say, yeah, this Temptation thing got started when David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, and Dennis Edwards decided to form the Temptations again because they just felt that they should. I myself was with The Impressions for 19 years. I was the lead singer of The Impressions, Curtis Mayfield, Jerry Butler, the Iceman, and all of us together.
Okay. So when did you start, what year did you start doing this thing with the Temptation, the Five Kings of Motown? Is that what you called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. When did you start doing that?
84.
Oh, so it's been, you've been doing this for...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been all over the world with it. Australia, Japan, China, you name it, England, I guess everywhere with this. We've been doing this for some time, and we decided not to be confused with Otis's group, which is called the Five Kings of Motown.
Right.
So when David Ruffin died, when he died of an overdose, he was with us at that time. And when Eddie Kendricks died of cancer, he was with us.
So now, are you only singing Temptations songs, being called the Five Kings of Motown?
It's a Temptation show. It's a Temptation show. Sometimes we'll throw another song in there just for the heck of it, you know. Like Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, you know.
Does everybody go?
Tops.
And when you do that, do people go, Wait a minute. That's not a Temptation song.
No, no. They don't think like that.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, you know, we take them on a ride. We take you back on a ride back to the 60s, to Motown songs, you know, and we use all the authentic dance routines and uniforms and things. So it's not just a show that just five guys got together and said, okay, we're going to do this. It didn't happen like that. It happened, you know, with Eddie Kendricks calling me, asking me if I want to join the Temptations. I said, Temptations. He said, yeah, you, me, Dennis, David, and we'll get one more. I said, what about Otis Temptations? Well, we're on the radio, so he just said, well, don't worry about that.
Yeah. You know, when I think back to, you know, the time, is when everybody was into the Beatles, because it just occurred to me, when everybody was into the Beatles and knew all the songs, I was going, yes, okay, I like the songs. I had gotten into Motown, like, as far as that, and I would, like, you know, like, I could be singing the words to all the Motown songs, and, you know, with the groups.
Well, you know, Motown was more than a record label. You know, Motown was an era. It was actually a Motown era. So we all like Motown. We all working hard now because of what happened many, many years ago with a lot of the original guys, Junior Walker and you know, just all of the people that were Tammy Terrell and Martha the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, you know. So we're dancing to that sound now. We just got into it. I don't know what it was, or whatever it was, you know, we're into it. And it doesn't matter. We play everywhere. I go to countries where I cannot hold a conversation with people, and next thing you know, that night the place is packed with 10,000 people.
Yeah. There was just something about, I don't know, there was something about the sound that I just preferred to the other sounds, you know.
Yeah.
And actually what was interesting, it was something on PBS that had this thing, it was a whole Motown thing, and
it was all these
groups, and as they're singing, I'm going, oh yeah, and I was able to sing along with every song, and I'm going, you know, I didn't realize that I was knowing. It's like, you know, if you ever watch Ellen DeGeneres on TV, I don't know how she does it. Every time she gets up, every time there's a song, she knows the words.
Well, you grow up to music, you listen to music. You know, Motown, even if nobody sang, as soon as the music starts, you know that tambourine, you know that backbeat, that bass, you know that's Motown.
Yes.
Even if you don't know who's singing it, it don't matter who's singing it.
Right.
You know, we used to go to the record shops back in the day, and when we go to buy a record, we just said, the girl standing behind the desk said, well, we got a new one by Martha Vandellas. Give me that one. You want me to play it? No, you don't have to play it. We got a new one by the Marvelettes. You don't have to play it. Just give it to. If it's a new Motown artist, if it's a new song by a Motown artist, we didn't care what it was.
Right.
You know, records was 45. It was only 49 cents, 39 in some places. You had the little old record player where you put the little disc in the center hole. I don't know how old you are, so you might have been back there.
And actually, what's interesting is, again, as I look back, I could be listening to the song. If you said to me who's singing it, I would go, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I would go, I don't know. It's a Motown song. I don't know. I don't know who's singing it. There's a whole bunch of groups, and it doesn't matter.
I remember a girl. We were sitting at a table. We were all playing a game of spades. And we've been friends for years. All of us just friends. We was having a little party. Eddie Kendricks, Ollie Woodson, myself, Ray Parker Jr. We was all just having a little fun party, you know. And this record came on. I'm gonna do all the things for you a girl wants a man to do. That's called I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. I'm gonna make you love me. Yes, I will. And the girl sitting at the table, she said, oh, that's my favorite record of all time. That woman and that man, I said, do you know who's singing that record, D? She said, I never knew who was singing it, but I always loved it. 30 years I've been loving that record.
It's like I know and I can't think of her name. The brain is not doing it.
I said, you don't know who made the record? She said, no. I said, well, the guy that you playing cards with and sitting in front of you, that's who made the record. She said, Eddie, you made that record? She said, me and Diana Ross. So it shows you, as big as the record was, as well as she know Eddie, she still didn't know that he was the one that made the record.
That's funny.
It is.
They're all so recognizable. As I was commenting with the song with My Girl, you just have to listen the couple of bars, and you knew what the song was.
But
we were having a conversation. You said the most recognizable is the four notes from Dragnet.
That's it. Think about it. Hell, if you go see Dragnet, and they don't say Don Tenanta, you come home with your dates and what happened to the beat?
Yeah, right.
You know what happened to the beat? It don't mean nothing, but if it ain't there, you'll miss it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your little finger on your hand. You never think about your little finger. You never think about, but let somebody chop it off. You will know it's gone, although it don't hurt. Although it doesn't hurt anymore, you miss it. It ain't supposed to be that way. It's kind of like having your car in your garage and somebody said, well, can I keep your car for 3-4 days? You ain't going nowhere. You said, well, I just like the idea of knowing that it's out there.
Yeah.
I ain't
right.
going nowhere, but it's just a feeling. I may not go nowhere. I didn't go nowhere last weekend. But I like the feeling of knowing that I can if I want to.
Right. Do you have any particular favorite Temptation songs?
I like the sweetness of Since I Lost My Baby. I like how sweet it is. I like Just My Imagination, which is the biggest single the Temptations ever had. Everybody thinks it's My Girl, but it wasn't My Girl. It was The Way You Do the Things You Do. I like that. You know, I like so many of them, you know, and I like the guys, you know, and I like the stuff that Ollie Woodson did with him, you know. I thought he was just a super great singer, you know.
How long is the show, by the way?
The show is about an hour and 20 minutes, maybe somewhere in there. I hope 15 minutes, but it could be an hour and a half. It depends on how we get the feeling up in there. If y'all ain't ready to go home, let's do it.
Does it depend on the audience screaming, more, we want more?
Well, no, not really, because they do that all the time. We still go to the dressing room. It's just that we give a pretty big show. You know, we don't just nail it down to 60 minutes. You know, if we enter some with the audience and we all having a good time, then we keep having a good time. Because we take you to a time when you remember when you were doing, you know, I tell them, you know, we're going to take you back to a time when you had less weight. Your hair was a different color. We're going to take you back to a time when you had less responsibility. Take you back to a time when you were doing things you didn't want nobody to know about. You know, whatever it was, you know. And we're taking you back to a time when you could actually turn on the radio and hear the record and understood what the artist was saying.
Yeah, that's true.
So we take you back
to a time when you can hear.
Yeah, we're taking back to a time. It's going to be kind of like the Twilight Zone without the spooky stuff.
Well, I mean, when I say when you can hear, meaning the music wasn't blasting, you could and hasn't killed your ears.
No, you have to bring it down because you got to hear them.
Yeah. But, have you ever done any shows in Queens?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been here before in Queens?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been there before. I've been every place before. Apollo 8, probably any place you name. I've been doing this for, I say now 51 years. About 51 years I've been doing this. I'm from Gary, like I said, I'm from Gary, Indiana. I live across the street from Jackson 5. But we all were coming up together, and then they took off and left us all.
I don't suppose you happened to have come here when they had the World's Fair, did you?
No.
Okay. They're doing this whole anniversary celebrations of the World's Fair right now.
A lot of people coming?
Oh yeah, because they're doing because it's the anniversary. It's the 50th anniversary of the 1964 World's Fair, so they're having all kinds of things happening in Queens, you know, to celebrate. That's what they're doing. It's all year, this whole year.
1964, so. That was the year my girl came out.
Was it? Well,
yeah. That was the year my girl came out. Sam Cooke got killed in a hotel.
Wow.
And something else bad happened. I believe Dinah Washington, I think they found her dead of an overdose. At that time, the Impressions was and the Temptations were the top groups at the time. And my girl just put the Temptations on the map, and it didn't stop from there.
Nah. So I guess you're looking forward to. I guess this is a new venue though for you. That you haven't been at the Performing Arts Center yet.
I think I have. I did ask the agent. He said, yeah, you played there before a few years ago. I'm not sure. I've been to so many places, you know.
Okay.
And I just don't remember exactly. I know I was in the Queens someplace one time somewhere. I'm not really sure. But I've worked with Susan before. So wherever she was, I was there.
Oh, okay. So if you work with Sue, yeah, that she was at the, Queensborough Community College. That's the. That's where it is, actually, the Performing Arts Center there.
We do a lot of getting into town, going into a place, doing the show, getting back on, getting out of town. You just don't even know what's going on. Didn't get a chance what was happening, you know.
In terms of your schedule, though, are you leaving that night, going off to the next place the next day, or?
Sometimes. Not when I come to Queens, not when I come there, but a lot of times we do.
Okay. So, in other words, there's at least enough time that after the show I can get a backstage pass? Is that some possibility?
Sure you can. If I found a 21 and didn't get it, I'm going to be mad. And then I'm saying, look here. Has Merle got here yet? Has she gotten in here yet? We can't start the show, y'all. Tomorrow. No, of course. All you have to do is just come. I'll be good, more than happy to meet you, Merle.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to. I would like to meet. I never get to meet the groups. You know, it's always like, yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter how much writing I do. It's like, yeah, someone else got a pass. You know, someone knows someone who got a pass. Now I know someone.
Yeah, we do. You know, I had a buddy to leave with Bobby Womack a few weeks ago. You know, and that was very hard. He's a. Are you familiar with Bobby Womack?
No.
He's a soul singer. He used to write for Sam Cooke and Wilson Pickett. And he had a lot of hits, a lot of gold records. You know, but he's a R&B singer. You know.
Yeah,
so,
I'm surprised.
Like I said,
Have you ever been at B.B. King's? That seems to be like the place.
B.B. King places his place is not that big for a lot of times.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
we have to play there because there's just not enough room to get certain acts in.
Yeah.
But as far as he's a great guy and would love to get an opportunity one time to play there when it fits for everybody, you know.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're going to be in Queens because it's easier for me to deal with than going into Manhattan.
Well, Merle, I'm gonna when I get to the studio there, I'm gonna go through some stuff. I'm gonna send you some stuff. In fact, you can listen to it first, you know, because it'll be live. You know, it'll be live, and it'll be stuff that you can, you know, it's live on stage. I know y'all play live stuff sometimes, you know. So just take a listen to it. And this is my cell number. When you can get me, I don't know what the hell's going on. Believe me.
What I'm going to do after the show, I'm gonna call you back on the cell phone number, and I'm just wanted because I want to see if there's a possibility that it just wasn't working because I'm doing this through the internet radio.
No, my wife is having the same problem.
Oh, she is. Oh, okay.
She has the same problem. I've heard other people saying, man, you know, you need to, it's going straight to your answer service and that kind of thing. They think my mailbox is full or something, you know. My wife is having the same problem with her phone, and she's in L.A. right now. So,
I see. All right.
And she's a catch up with her, so I can get together with her, and we can all have some fun. And I don't get a chance to have much fun. I did get a chance to go see the James Brown movie the other day, and that was fun. I think James is just such a character. I think I'm going to go see it again. I just got to see this boy play this part again because I'm sure he's going to win the Academy Award.
Really? Oh, I'll have to see it then.
Well, then, yeah, he's going to win. He can't do number one. There's no uh-uh. Okay. Jamie won for Ray Charles because Jamie could do that anyway. He could imitate Ray Charles and all that kind of stuff because that's how he was, you know. And but this boy had to learn the dance like James Brown. And let me tell you something. You got to be a hell of a dancer already to learn to do James Brown. And let me tell you something. James Brown was a bad man, and he was baddest when he was singing. He was bad, but when he pushed away from the microphone and started dancing, it's showtime. Let me tell you, James Brown was the man. You know,
that's
my
true.
My friend was Jackie Wilson. We were real good friends, you know, and I loved Jackie because he was cool. The girls loved him. He was sexy. He was good looking. And he could do no wrong. He was a Pied Piper. But James, I don't know. If he danced down the street, everybody's going to follow him. Trust me.
After the show, when I call you back, I'll have to tell you something interesting, and I don't want to tell you on the radio.
Okay.
But
give me a call.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call because it was actually, you'll find it funny, too. but anyway, so this is like, so I'm not looking at the date. Is this October or November that you're doing this? October?
What date is that? I don't have it here in front of me. I thought it was either October 12th or November 12th. I'm not sure. What is it? I'm not sure of the date because I don't have the stuff in front of me and I'm not
home. Okay. I think it might be October because, what I'm doing is I'm, wait a minute, you know, I'm writing an article about what's coming up, you know, in terms of the arts here in Queens. So here it is, let's see, October 12th.
Okay, I thought I was right. But I expect everybody to have a good time. We're going to try to make you have a really, really good time. And we tell some Motown stories, you know, in our conversation on stage. We tell some Motown stories sometimes that people didn't know about, you know, just for the heck of it, let you know, Motown was a fun place. But, you know, there were times when it rained, too, you know, and there were times when the sun would shine there. But all of it's good. All of it is good, and I hope everybody comes out and see it.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly put the word out, and as I said, we'll get this out in the local newspapers, and we'll get that. The place will be packed.
Okay.
Sure.
Also, when you get a chance, go online, pop in Nate Evans Theater. And Nate Evans, you just pop it in, you'll see the videos and things, you'll have an idea what's going on.
Oh, okay. So what? So the website is for us to go to is what, Nate Evans?
Yeah, NateEvansTheater.com.
Okay.
or Nate Evans Tribute Theater.com. Either way, it's going to pop up. When you put in Nate Evans, it's going to pop. Everything going to pop up.
Yeah.
Videos and everything.
Okay.
All right,
well,
girl.
It was great talking with you, and I appreciate your, sharing information with us. And I'll talk to you in a little while.
Okay, Merle. Be sweet.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And so I'm going to end the show right now. And so have a great day, evening, or wherever you are. And yeah.